You're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. I'm your host. This is where we like to talk about all things food, and I like to keep things local. Today is no different. Today, my guest is Reed Levin from Slow Burn Barbecue right here in Ashland. Welcome, Reed.
Thanks, Will. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I've heard your name bandied about a lot in town, so I'm happy to get you in person here. You know, as I know that you're an East Coast guy from D.C., how did you ever get from D.C. into the barbecue world?
In short, road trips. I mean, I grew up in Virginia, so road trips were frequently.
Does Virginia have a barbecue history at all?
Oh, yeah. Do you know about honey-baked hams?
Yes. Okay, cool.
Home of them. That's what we were told growing up.
I've done a couple catalogs for honey-baked ham.
Do you know the joy of them personally?
Yes, I do.
So we would road trips to my grandparents' place in the middle of Virginia when I was a kid until, teenage years. There were always smokers on the side of the road.
So
little access roads, freeways on the way. There were tons. And then went to school in Charleston, South Carolina, which hotbed, mustard-based barbecue sauce, pork barbecue. It's everywhere.
I think that's my favorite, the mustard-based.
Yeah. It's deeply nostalgic for me. That and pork, any poultry, they're a perfect pair. So
now on the West Coast, you did have a really interesting little stint in Southern California. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Feels like lifetimes ago. It was mostly the home of a previous career.
Right.
Last year of college, started a media company with some friends who were already on the West Coast and then moved to San Diego the day after I graduated, packed my car, drove straight to La Jolla, landed. I worked in surfing and I was writing about it, traveling some of the world as much as I could.
And were you kind of experimenting with that sort of what you missed about the South?
Yeah. Not as much in a smoker. I didn't have one at the time.
Right.
I left a lot of stuff behind in South Carolina. But cooking as much as I could. Right. I mean, I couldn't, I was 22. I couldn't afford to eat out.
Sure.
I moved. I had $700 in my pocket when I landed in San Diego. And I was like, I would love to feed myself. I'd love to eat well. But one of those happened. And so cooking was mostly a means of survival and budgeting. And then, the career went okay, and I started being able to explore other ways of feeding myself.
Right. Well, it's great to be able to explore Los Angeles and all the different food venues there.
It's filthy with them, yeah.
Yeah, to me, a lot of people don't know that about Los Angeles.
People don't know that LA is a great food city?
Yeah, I think so. At least, I'm from San Diego, and, LA is kind of a dirty word for San Diegans. So.
Yeah, I learned that. I told people that I was moving to Venice from San Diego County, and they're like, what?
Right.
Right. So that's you live in paradise already. Right. Why would you ruin that?
Right. But, oh, my God, so much to learn, so much to taste, so much to see.
Oh, yeah. It opened up a whole world. I mean, I lived in Venice for years, and then I moved to the east side, Thai Town, both valleys, San Gabriel, San Fernando. I mean, your aperture expands dramatically.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun.
You could go to a different place every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I definitely had my favorites. But, you can have things, dishes that are parts of cuisines that you thought you knew.
Right.
And just totally turn it on its head.
So up to Southern Oregon?
The Bay Area for years.
Oakland, right?
Oakland, Berkeley, and then moved here from there.
Mm-hmm. So wanted to really get back to those flavors and techniques that you knew from the East Coast and the South. What is it about that you really love? And what is that maybe for our listeners, but also for myself, that kind of difference between traditional barbecue and kind of the newer things that you're doing?
I mean, it all started from a place of nostalgia. Right. You move around a lot of houses and not a lot of homes. You want things that are comforting.
Sure.
And so that was really reminiscent of being a kid, road trips to see my grandparents, where I went to college, which was a time in my life that I loved for a lot of reasons. And just, I mean, living in San Diego, living in LA, living in the Bay Area, there's some of that.
Right.
Barbecue, nostalgia, sure. Southern food, comfort food. But, you know, being a stubborn food person, thought that I could do it. I don't know, the better was the word that came across my mind, but I want to do it myself.
Sure.
And so when I had the opportunity in the Bay Area and here, just said, I'm going to go for this. Bought my first cabinet smoker. When I landed here, just started teaching myself new ways of doing the same things.
Right.
It just took off.
Is it more flavors or is it more technique that you're kind of playing with, or both?
Both, for sure. I mean, it's all of it. There's so much playfulness in barbecue.
Mm.
There's so many factors at play in any cook. I experienced a lot of that this winter. October through March was down by the plaza in the old Water Street Cafe.
Yes, I know it.
There are very few walls in that place. And so you're among the elements all the time. Uh-huh. And I often started cooks when it was pitch black, 35 degrees. Uh-huh. It might have been raining. There was definitely snow a few days. All of these things affect how you start a fire, how you keep a fire, how your meat cooks, how it's all of it. And so playing with that is sometimes up to you. Sometimes it isn't.
Sure.
Sometimes you're adjusting. Sometimes you're holding. Sometimes you're pushing.
Well, yeah. You're doing
as it's called in barbecue.
Yeah, and you're doing all mobile. So it's not like you have the creature comfort of your own kitchen either.
No.
Yeah.
No. And it's a new, because this is on wheels.
Right.
It feels like sometimes like being an imposition, but also sometimes like the opportunity of learning a new space, and whatever comes with that is a bonus.
Right.
True of that kitchen, true of other kitchens that I've been in the Valley.
Sure. So in addition to the barbecue, mobile barbecue business, you also, I think, which is extremely smart. I tell everyone, try and get a product going because I think it's a great side biz. So you have slow burn sauces that you sell. What's the story on those guys?
This is how the business started. I feel the same way. Yeah. I wanted something to hold and go, yeah, I did that. And it was a nice building block.
And it's...
There's also a lot of... There's just a lot of Sweet Baby Ray's in the world.
Sure.
Casey Masterpiece. And that's... They're big for a reason.
Right.
But there's not a lot of sauces with these profiles. They're very acid forward. There's not a whole lot of sugar.
I just want to remind everybody you're listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name's Will Smith. I'm your host, and I have my guest with me, Areed Levin of Slow Burn Barbecue. So what are the kind of angles on the sauces?
It started – so like I said, this was the very beginning of the business. It started because it just became hard moving here and getting good barbecue sauce. I often had my parents who come to visit from Oakland – bring me things that I missed.
Well, I have to say, as someone who's not as super into barbecue, one of the reasons I'm not is that classic syrupy, sweet, candied, store-bought supermarket sauce. And that's not what barbecue tastes like when you're in Austin or South Carolina. So,
no. It's been very commercialized.
Yes, very.
And the American palate loves a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
And sugar and fat go well together, but it's so often overdone.
Sure.
What fat also likes is acid. And so that's the direction that I went in with this and with all of these. I mean, it really was born out of just not being able to find anything here that I really liked. There's
that's great.
Cartwright's in Medford gets Aaron Franklin's barbecue sauces sometimes. And so I had that. And was happy to be able to get that, but have traveled a bunch for work and in my personal life over the years and decided I would take a few sauces and try to reverse engineer them. And so in a kitchen with a scale and a bunch of ingredients and some quart cups and spoons, just decided let's make these things happen.
And you also brought me some sausages. You want to talk a little bit about the sausages you brought? I'm going to taste some sauce.
Yeah, I've been over at Cowhorn Kitchen lately working with Evan Bowling and Kelly Ryan, the chefs over there. We did some Texas barbecue over there.
Mm-hmm.
And did what's called the Texas Trinity of brisket, ribs, and sausage. And this was the sausage we put up. Brisket trim and smoked black pepper, togarashi, and sancho. And a whole bottle of Cowhorn's Partner Vineyard.
That's GSM. Delicious, by the way.
Thank you. So it's very Texas, but it, you know, in Cowhorn fashion has some Japanese influence. It's very in line with Evan and Kelly's style of cooking.
So since you're mobile, how do people find you? Where are you going to be? I want to say where you're performing.
The best way is Instagram. Slow Burn Food is the handle. It's got all of the upcoming events and updates. And
this, we were taping this just after Memorial Day, so that must have been a slamming weekend for you.
Yeah, it was. Sunday was a 20-hour day. It was a lot of fun. But also, cooking outside, it's not like being inside in a kitchen.
I agree.
The air quote cooped up.
Yeah.
I'm outside. People walk by. They ask questions. Right. There's a lot of standing there.
Right.
But there's also a lot of people walking up and wanting to start conversations. It helps that the smoker is beautiful.
So are you at the Cowhorn, the restaurant location in Jacksonville? Yeah. Or at the winery, the restaurant?
At the restaurant.
Okay.
Britta, the tasting manager at Cowhorn, shout out to Britta, has asked me to come out to the vineyard and do some of the dinners that they have for members and guests out there.
Yeah.
But I have not yet. Okay. And
that's such a great location out there.
Gorgeous. It's beautiful. Venue.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yep. So I was over there at the restaurant for a run of pop-ups and I think it's going to keep going.
And then what are some of your favorite barbecue dishes that you do?
Ribs is how it all started.
Yeah.
Pork ribs. Baby back ribs, which is different from a lot of people's preferred pork rib, which is spare ribs.
Right.
They have a lot more fat. They're off the belly. They're easier to cook and more forgiving.
I prefer baby back myself.
Yeah. They're harder to get right. There's not as much fat. And they have this like bend to them.
Yes. I've definitely overcooked my fair share of them.
Me too. That's how you learn.
Exactly.
How else do you learn how to cook? You burn a lot of food.
That's true. Any big summer events that you're looking forward to?
Yeah. 2 weeks, week and a half. Carolina Lavagnino has been organizing her heart out for a while, putting on the Bluegrass Barbecue and Beer Festival at Roxy Inn, June 6th. That'll be the next one. There are some private events sprinkled in there. I'm going to Portland at the end of the month to learn from a pit cook who I really admire at Lil Barbecue.
Yeah, super.
So if you're familiar with La Barbecue in Austin, East Austin, there's a woman named Allie Clem who earned them a Michelin star, and her right hand's name is Ben Vaughn. He and his wife moved to Portland last year. They've been there one full year now.
Wow.
And opened Lil Barbecue, which is a sister restaurant. And I said, I want to come and learn from you. Would like to get better at these things. He said, just come.
I love it.
Figure out the rest.
That's my favorite thing about a community of like-minded artists of some kinds to hear that you guys are bringing each other up and sharing things. I was that way in my career. I never felt like something was a secret. I'd rather, you know, give it.
You know, it's really true in this valley. I can't speak for chefs anywhere else, but the people that I've worked with and the people that I've gotten to know around here, most of them share the mentality that when each of us do well, we all do well.
Yeah, I totally believe that too.
And there's a bunch of metaphors and stuff about that. But I think a lot of us who stick together, cook together, believe that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that Stacey at Side Yard, she was so pro.
She lives that.
Community. Yeah, I love that.
She lives that in the most literal sense. I mean, she talks about it, but she also puts her business behind it.
Yeah.
It's become a collective now. I mean, people like Carl Krause at Wilder and I are doing pop-ups together. Jen at Heim Bakery is there. There are a bunch of people who are able to do cool things because she found the right real estate, essentially.
Yeah, it's great. We've been speaking with Ashland's own Reed Levin, chef and owner of Slow Burn Barbecue. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You've been listening to Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. My name is Will Smith. I'm your host. You can find us at jeffexchange.org on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please check out the Instagram page for Slow Burn. And I hope everybody has a good beginning of summer and eat well.